Setting the woods on fire. This is an old Hank Williams tune for you. Let's get it going now.
Let comb your hair, paint it powder. You act proud, I'll act prouder. You sing loud and I'll sing louder. Tonight we're setting the woods on fire. You're my gal and I'm your pal. Dress up in your rock of yellow. I look swell, you look swell. Setting the woods on fire. In every honky-tonk, tonight they're having fun. We'll show the folks a brand new dance that never has been done. Well, I don't care who thinks we're silly. You be daddy, I'll be dilly. We'll hold up two bowls of chili, set the woods on fire.
You'll be broke, honey, I'll be broken. Tonight we'll set the woods on fire.
Give us a chance to catch our breath here, and Betsy's string popped down, so you're going to fix it here. Give us a second to catch our breath on.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep. But sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart gonna tell you when tears come.
Thank you.
song here now. We all like Merle, don't we now? I know you do. He wrote this song when he was 16 years old, just a little pup. This one's called Skid Row. I'm going to get Mr. Phil Wade up here getting back on a new instrument, get him on the mandolin. You're all tuned up again. Well, we're close anyhow. Good enough.
Another day like it always goes.
Try this tune here. This is a old Hank Williams song you might never heard before. We got this off of a CD that's called Hank's Demos, and it's just stuff he'd record at home, little song sketches and stuff like that. And we added a little part on here to kind of fill it out. So here you go. It's a little tune called Won't You Sometimes Think of Me. But it's coming back, I promise.
Well, let's see. All right, we're going to do a scene that we're having. It's like we like where we're from, but we like getting to go out and see a whole lot of other places too. And this one, boy, it's about one of the most beautiful we've seen. But this one will remind us of our home state, because the Missouri Mules is the show me state. So we're going to show it right now here with a brand new feeding tent. It's called Mule Jump, and they're singing it behind me. All right.
Wow, she wrote that. That's a great song.
Well, you say the world looks down on you. You're in despair, don't know what to do. Say you wanna do what's right, but there was no church you were in last night. I do it right, honey, I'm trying to ride. Baby, you don't know what to do it. Man in his right mind will marry you. Time matrimony and times of more. Want me again, that just makes me sore. I do it right, honey, I'll try to ride. Baby, don't want to do it right. I do it right. Man, you preached that I dropped dead. Stay out late almost every night. Can you say one word, Lord, you stop the fight. Try to do it right, honey, try to do it right. Baby, don't have to do it right. Try to do it right. Bathing beer and gin.
Merchandise tent. Guys, take this moment to celebrate oxygen. Isn't it a beautiful thing? Hooray for air! But anyway, you can come say hi to us back there and then in the park today. And tonight, we're going to all fly to the moon together. How about that? At the saloon, that is.
We do your little gospel number here. It's a song by Mr. Johnny Cash. And it's called Belshazzar, and it tells the story of the writing on the wall, yeah. Speak slower, it tells the story. Johnny would talk a lot slower like that, probably. I got a motor mouth, so I'm going to say it's one of his favorite songs that they used to really like to do back when they were the Tennessee Two, back in the old days. And now they... No, I don't want to go down to that. Anyway, this is one of Johnny's favorite songs in the early days. You don't hear it very much anymore. Belshazzar! About a man who ruled Babylon and all its land. Around the city, he built a wall, declared Babylon would never fall. He had concubines and wives, called Babylon paradise. Upon his throne, he drank an ape, but Belshazzar was getting late. Because he was playing in the balance that man wanted. His kingdom was divided. In the palace, they found wanting. How would you call his name? scars of their time, all holding hands and scoring the ball. Suddenly all their mocking stopped, for on the wall they're hearing hands. Nothing more, there was no man in blood. The hands began to cry. Bill Chance couldn't hide his pride, because he was weighed in the balance that fell for. His kingdom was divided, but his stand, he was weighed in the balance that fell for. His house would be the cause. Thank you. want to do. Do you want to do it? She don't want to do it. Guys, it's a fireball mail. We make you play it all the time. All right. Well, now that I said it, we have to play it, right? All right, folks, we're going to do a little bit of fireball mail for you. Get loud and crazy on this. This is a song that's going to be on our new album coming out. We recorded with Dirk Powell, who hopefully is around here somewhere, my friend. I don't know where you are, but recorded down with him, recorded some real good stuff, and I'm really excited about the album coming out probably in September or so. Here's a tune on it. It's called When I Get to Heaven. Thank you. you so much, folks. Thank you. Appreciate that. Oh, everybody's back now. Everybody's back. What are we going to do now? Do you guys have a meeting back there and figure it out? You had a meeting with Split Lip Rayfield? Well, that sounds like a fun meeting.
Our fellow Flatlanders are coming up next, Split Lip Rayfield. Woo! That's punk rock, I think. Anyway, I think we're gonna do some fiddling then. I have a feeling about that. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I'll take a gamble on that. I'm gonna take a gamble on that.
This is Betsy's version of a Kenny Rogers
example. Yeah. You know, I mean, I like that stuff. I didn't grow up listening to country music with those crossover hits, you know. You might hear just a little tiny bit of the theme in it. Then again, you might not. This from Clarence Ashley, and it's called The Old Man at the Mill.
And my old man can tell
some of this great music with you. And we love to play the old country tunes, the old time tunes like that too. But we like the new time stuff too. And we've been writing a lot of songs lately and enjoying sharing them all around the country. And I think Ike mentioned that we had the incredible opportunity to record with Dirk Powell earlier this year. What a joy, what a pleasure. And so we're excited about where we're at with that album. It's going to be out by this fall. But see, that's too long to wait. You don't want to wait till fall. Take some Wilders home, is my hope. Anyway, so you know, remember, you come out there, and we're going to scrawl on them if you want to. You can see how messy our handwriting gets after one of these sets. I know for mine, it gets like that.
Well, here's a song. Phil Wade wrote this one. We wrote it together. He wrote the words. I wrote the music. And he's a big fan of natural disasters. So he reads a lot of books about it. When we're on tour, he's always telling me about everything that could go wrong everywhere we go. He's got a great tune in the works about Tacoma, Washington, and that big mountain by Tacoma that if it ever blows up, that everybody's going to drown there. He's excited about that song. Oh, they're going to be buried alive. That's right. This song's about drowning. That one's buried alive. Okay. He's excited about the buried alive song. Here's a great drowning song. This is called When the Levee's Gone.
Thank you.
I think we're going to do 5, Billy. 10. All right, what are we going to do with 10?
That sounds good. We're going to get Phil Wade back there on the dough bird and get some more honky-tonk action going on. And by the way, we haven't said his name in a while, but don't forget, we couldn't do this without the hard driving sounds of Nate G on the bass. That's right. Mike Sheldon over here doing a lot of the good old yelling and screaming and playing the 5-string guitar for most of this set. That's right. Phil Wade, though, on the dobro. I'm Betsy Ellis. I'm originally from a mountain state, but not like this state. I'm from Arkansas. We got little bitty baby mountains compared to this, though.
That's a good one, too. It might happen. It'll happen sometime, I bet you. We got a couple songs here. We're going to do this old one. It's called Driving Nails in My Coffin. It's such a sad thing to do. I could use a couple nails for my coffin. I think I'm starting to get out. This tune, and kind of tells a pretty true story about how life can be. A lot of people here might have this particular habit. We are talking about the honky-tonk habit. So we're going to do you a little tune here. Probably about a lot of y'all out there, but we won't tell.
Maybe we'll find out tonight at Flying Out of the Moon Saloon.
That's the right.
Yeah, you can tell us all about it.
I got a honky-tonk habit, and I just can't stop. It's in my blood, I should quit, but I like it a lot.
I got a honky tonk in it, and I just can't stop. It's in my blood, I should quit, but I like it a lot. It's the way I got a honky tonk habit, and I just can't stop. It's in my blood, I should quit, but I like it a lot.
Thanks a lot. Have a great time. Y'all are awesome.